The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. We're visiting today with Rich Hartel, Department of Food Science, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Rich, welcome to our microphone. What in the world are sugar plums?
Well, I actually had to go look that one up myself. Even though I work on candy, I still didn't know what a sugar plum was, so went back to the source of all information, Wikipedia, and there it says a sugar plum is a piece of candy that's made from dried fruits and shaped in a small round oval shape.
Some examples of this?
Never had a sugar plum in my life. So, I mean, it's not a traditional candy that's popular in the U.S.
Would this be similar to a chocolate-covered raisin?
A chocolate-covered raisin is the raisin, the fruit piece itself, just covered with chocolate. I think this is the dried fruit that's held together by some sugar syrup.
Well, we have other candies that are traditional for the holidays. What can you tell me about candy canes?
So this is a hard candy. It's got the traditional two colors, white and red, that are twisted around each other. And it's kind of an interesting process. We boil the sugar up to the hard crack stage, cool it down, form it in some kind of forming device. So it comes out of that forming device as a thin piece of candy, so that thin cylinder of candy or tube of candy that comes out of that extruder. And it's got the multiple colors woven into that candy. And then it goes through an interesting device that's a rotating piece that kind of rotates at an off angle. And as it passes through that, the candy gets twisted. And that's what gives the twist to the candy cane.
How do they get the hook in the candy cane?
Then that comes at the end where there's a crooking machine. And it's just a little piece that the candy comes around it. Because at this point, it's still warm. It's still malleable. And so it can be shaped and formed still. And so it goes through that crooking machine and just kind of bends around a pulley. And then, of course, it goes to the cooling and then packaging.
Any sense where this candy tradition came from, of the candy cane?
A church choir master in Cologne gave sticks of hard candy with a crook at the end to children in his choir to keep them quiet during long Christmas services. So there's no indication of why he chose that crook shape, but probably just something different that, you know, that he was able to do.
What other Christmas candy should we know about that common during the holidays?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, the traditional Christmas candies that we had around the house were the ribbon candy, you know, kind of formed in a ribbon that's pushed together, almost like an accordion. We don't see that too much anymore, although you can find it at some specialty shops and at Christmas time.
We've been visiting with Rich Hartel, Department of Food Science, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.